Blackstone Audio presents Vicious Circle, a novel of complicity, by Robert Littell, read by Scott Brick. For Emir and Alma, in hope that when they are old enough to read this book, the Israelis and the Palestinians will be living in peace. Behold, thou shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael. And he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And Hagar bare Abram a son. Genesis 16. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And as for Ishmael, I have blessed him, and will multiply him exceedingly. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac. Genesis 17. Sometime in the recent past, the setting sun scored the navigator's line between sky and sea, drawing blood, flinging long shadows inland on the flat Levantine coast. Flecks of last light chipped off the gold leaf of the dome of the rock on the Temple Mount. Not far away, a panel truck with the hand-painted logo Kosher Pizza and We Deliver written in Hebrew on both sides crawled along a street on the French Hill, a small Jewish neighborhood built on the northeastern slope of Jerusalem after the Six-Day War. The driver, a young woman with short cropped hair and wraparound sunglasses that masked her eyes but drew attention to the smallpox scars that disfigured an otherwise handsome face, pulled up next to a bus stop. Rolling down the window, checking an address on her clipboard, she asked a teenage girl waiting for a number 4 bus for directions to the apartment building on Etzel Street, where students from Hebrew University on Mount Scopus rented rooms. "You're on Etzel Street," the girl told her in Hebrew. "The numbers are hard to make out after sunset. The building you want is the second one down from the top of the hill on your right." The girl, who was wearing a short skirt and a body-hugging turtleneck sweater, snickered. "What makes kosher pizza kosher?" she demanded. With a shrill laugh, she supplied the answer to her own question. "I suppose it means some Orthodox rabbi who won't touch a female of the species when she's menstruating blessed the bacon." The young woman driving the panel truck gnawed on her lower lip. "I only deliver," she said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?